rats like people. Or rather, they like the food and dwellings that people provide. But of course, people don't like rats. It's not just that we fear the bubonic plague, which rats can carry, or that they can multiply so fast that a single pair of breeding rats can have 35,000 descendants in a single year. Rats can also keep us hungry. Around the world, rats destroy enough food every year to feed 200 million people. And nowhere do people guard the grain elevators more meticulously than the folks of Alberta, Canada, in the heart of winter wheat production. Indeed, Albertans boast that they are rat-free. They do it with a mix of poison, guns, and good humor. Amy Jo Eman has our report.
Don Breunig is on patrol. He is armed with a thermos of coffee and a 410-gauge shotgun stashed behind the seat. He wears a royal blue ball cap emblazoned with the words in gold, Alberta Rat Control. Breunig's job, to seek and destroy rats.
I don't go out of my way to kill any other animals, put it that way, but I don't even think about it as far as it's the job, and that's what we're there for, and it doesn't bother me at all to kill rats.
Breunig is one of seven rat control officers in the province of Alberta. They patrol a swath of land on Alberta's eastern border with the province of Saskatchewan, a narrow strip that is 18 miles wide and 380 miles long, running north from Montana. Rats aren't native to North America. They arrived in the 1700s aboard European ships, and they moved west with the population. Alberta is lucky enough to have three natural barriers against the rats. Mountains to its west, Montana ranchland to the south, and the forest to the north are all inhospitable terrains for these creatures. But to the east, Saskatchewan is infested with them. So any of these rats unlucky enough to infiltrate the buffer zone are killed before they have a chance to move into the rest of the province. That is why Alberta, with 255,000 square miles of land and 3 million people, is one of the few urban areas on Earth that can call itself rat-free. Today, Breunig pays a visit to a cattle farm. There are open feed pits, hundreds of bales of hay, and wooden grain bins, the ideal habitat for rats. Under Alberta law, rat control officers have the right to visit any private property and take whatever action they have to get rid of the rats. Farmers like Tim Gooley don't mind the intrusion.
No, it's good. Sometimes we're not around, so they know where to look. I don't. I just see some traces here and there once in a while, so no problem with that.
Last year on this farm, Breunig killed some rats living under a grain bin by gassing them with the exhaust from a couple of trucks. Today, there's no sign of any rats, but he wants to be sure.
Okay, so we'll head over.
Maybe back, actually, and probably going to move some bales up on this furthest stack up there.
Over here?
Just to make sure, but...
No problem.
All right.
Okay, see you guys.
Rats can cause a tremendous amount of damage. They eat immense amounts of grain and other stored food. They must gnaw constantly to keep their incisors from growing too large, so they undermine sewers, eat through walls, and start fires by chewing electrical wires. And they spread disease, like the plague, among livestock and people. So when rats were first spotted on the Alberta border in 1950, the government acted fast, marking off the 18-mile buffer zone and hiring people to kill the rats. Today, rat control costs Alberta about $200,000 a year, but the annual savings from the destruction of rats is estimated to be at least $30 million. Breunig visits another farmer on his regular route. Larry Heck hasn't seen a rat here in 5 years, and that's the way he likes it.
Because I hate rats. We were brought up to hate them, and I'll do anything if I see rats, get rid of them.
But there were a lot of rats here when he was a child. Rats so bold, he says, they would bite the pigs in order to get at the food trough.
I'll tell you another thing they used to do. They'd go into the chicken barn, they'd eat a hole in the end of the egg, and they'd suck out the egg, the rats would. That's how smart they'd get.
Albertans are taught young to loathe the rats. Many would be horrified at the idea of a pet rat. In fact, pet rats are illegal in Alberta. John Bourne remembers hating rats back in the seventh grade.
We had a coloring poster contest on the rat control program. And I can distinctly remember what my picture looked like. I had lots of blood and lots of violence because I had these rats that had been trapped with a big mouse trap and lots of red crayon because of the blood and the rats screeching and so on.
45 years after that coloring contest, Bourne supervises the rat control program. He admits the rats give him nightmares.
One of the greatest fears, I guess, of rat control is that you try and conduct it and it fails. And the rats are still there. What's wrong? You know, and so this anxiety builds up that in a dream could become a kind of a nightmare that makes me wake up. And my wife says to me, you have another rat dream again, dear? And it's true, I'd have an anxiety dream, unable to succeed in getting rid of the rats.
His worst waking fear is that rats will get into Alberta by hitching a ride on an airplane or a truck and go unnoticed until it's too late. And it almost happened a few years ago. A big black rat was spotted at the airport in Edmonton, the provincial capital. It had jumped out of a suitcase just arrived from India. To his great relief, Bourne was able to capture the renegade in a leg-hold trap under the luggage carousel.
Now, what are the chances of that animal staying in that luggage and getting to someone's home or someone's restaurant or some food store?
Back on the rat patrol, Don Breunig has called in the troops. 5 rat control officers are meeting in a coffee shop before they head out on a mission.
How you doing, cowboy?
Good, you?
Good. What have you been doing with yourself?
Not a heck of a lot.
Everyone in the cafe recognizes the rat patrol, dressed in their blue jackets and caps.
Heard at her?
Today, they're heading to a farm suspected to be harboring rats.
Well, maybe we should get going, boys.
Yeah, we have to hurry or...
I am invited on this operation, so I jump in the truck with Officer Orest Popple. A couple of weeks ago, the rat patrol shot 60 rats on this farm. Today, it's a mop-up operation to take care of any rodents that may have escaped. Popple has been on the rat patrol for 21 years.
The job was, when I first started, was action-packed. There was no time to even think. It was just go, 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 and seek and destroy. And that was actually a lot of fun.
Last year, Popple saw just one rat in his patrol area. But he knows there are more out there, so he must be ever vigilant.
A lot of people say, well, you're not totally rat-free because you're killing them. But as long as they're contained to that 18 miles and we're stopping the ground movement from Saskatchewan, then we consider ourselves rat-free. Well, I get my shotgun out.
The farmer here is already lifting hay bales 2x2 with a tractor. The rat control officers are standing by, rifles at the ready, fingers on the triggers. Some have tucked their pants in their boots, just in case a rat runs their way. But the first rat they find is already dead, poisoned, curled up in a nest of grass.
There's a nest.
Look at this.
Oh, look at that. Yep.
Damn bait. So it takes away from our fun today. But a dead rat's a good rat, so we're happy to find them in there.
They find 2 more good rats. Their feet and tails are bloody, a result of the anticoagulant in the poison. It looks like the rat patrol has done its job so well, there are no rats left here. Well, they're happy with that, but disappointed to be cheated out of a little action today. It looks like it's all but over, until the tractor lifts the last of the bales.
Hey, nice one.
That's big enough to skin that one.
He is the survivor.
It doesn't look like a survivor to me, though.
There's a saying among rat control officers. It's not the first 1,000 that matter. It's the last one that counts the most.
Nothing wrong with this one.
For Living on Earth, I'm Amy Jo Eamon in Provost, Alberta.
Boy, they grow them healthy here in Alberta.